If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
The truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to say.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. The truth is here. I want.
Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. You're listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show from Monday, the 8th of April. Today's show saw a massive lineup of music. The Truth Speaker Show is continuing to be the changing definition of radio music, bringing it back to the powerful, thought-provoking, inspiring, mind-freeing energy that music is and should be. Not that legacy radio top 20 indoctrinating, conforming, oppressive music. I play music from Stan Walker, Jill Scott, Heron, Tupac, Zach Williams, Trevor Hall, Sade, and so much more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show from 10 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, we're unable to have the full show up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on the live stream for that full experience. The Truth Speaker Show's live streams on Monday and Thursday, 1 p.m, with a live stream edition of both shows airing at 10 p.m. on that same day. Check out our website www.realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for replays and more information.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
And The Truth Speaker Show is back for your Monday afternoon. And as always, today is our mindful break from all that is. The next 3 hours is going to be a music show like no other in the nation. Being Monday, I want to start your week with a mindful break from all that is. I want to recalibrate your wairua. So for the next 3 hours, whatever you're doing, just zone out on some powerful music and forget about the dramas of the world. Because to continuously being stuck in a mind chatter of worrying, a mind chatter of fear, politics, or even anger, isn't healthy. So let's take a break from all that is and flow on through our afternoon with some music that fills your soul and sets the foundation for the days ahead. Last week, I went up to Auckland and attended the conference for designing our constitution based on Indigenous rights. It was the second conference and a continuation off of the 2022 conference I attended titled Constitutional Corridor. It was very interesting, and I'm going to write a full report on my findings, learnings, and thoughts around it, but to just briefly speak on a couple of surface points that I found interesting. Now, this conference was predominantly people who we would label woke or left or green slash Labour supporters in attendance. There were even a few Green MPs in the room. But I find it very powerful to attend these type of conferences from people who may sit on the other side of the ideological spectrum, because we spend so much time disagreeing, but there must be a way to find common ground somewhere within all of this back and forth, left and right, woke and awake division. I enjoy engaging in conversation with people who I know sit on the other side of things and having a productive conversation where we actually hear each other. The one thing that I found very ironic is everything they were saying in regard to this government is what we were saying in Wellington against the last government. There is a massive common ground. And we all want the same thing: less government control, a better life for our children, freedom to be and exist. And although there were things that I didn't agree with and a few contradictions within some of the corridor, I feel that we can't draw a division between one another due to the lesser. which in this case was a few ideological differences in values, when for the most part I agreed with a lot of what was being said. I'm big on finding common ground within all people of this nation, and I think engaging in events such as this is a very, very, very powerful place to start, to meet people outside of our ideological circles, to hear them, and to be heard. Being a two-day conference, there was a lot to unwrap, and I'll be writing a full report as it all became very clear to me how we can move forward as a nation, as a whole, woke and awake. I feel my purpose is to bridge that gap, because I have the ability to sit in the room with anyone and hear them, but also ensure I am respectfully heard and plant seeds in the minds of those who we have seemingly been arguing against for far too long now. We don't always have to agree with people who believe something different to us, but we should always take time to genuinely hear and try to understand why they believe what they believe in, and why they stand for what they stand for, even if we feel they are misguided. Because that's exactly what we want, is it not? And within listening, I actually found on the other side of the ideological spectrum, they're saying the same thing, just in a different manner, but ultimately the root foundation of what they are saying and why they are saying is the same as what we are saying and why we are saying it. It's just a mirrored version of. There is a massive common ground to find with people on the other side that we're just continuously arguing with and going to get nowhere as a whole nation, for all people, by all people. I've spoken on this on previous shows, but I feel the need to reiterate it again here today, because I feel it is so vital in how we move forward as a nation, as a whole nation of all people. The division between woke and awake, or left versus right, is exactly what keeps the establishment in control. It's divide and conquer. Attending the Designing Our Constitution conference and basically walking into the lion's den of apparent woke or apparent left, or those who we have spent years fighting against and them against us, A, takes mana, and B, takes the power to have the capacity to do so. But in doing so, it made me double down on what I already knew. The woke and the awake, the left and the right, are saying the same thing, simply worded different, but the core values and reasons are the same. Somewhere along the line, we have seen one another as a threat to our own values and ideological wants, that we have felt the need to see the left as the enemy, the right as the enemy, when in reality, we can all agree, the government are the enemy. I want to run this for your mind once again. I want you to picture two circles side by side to each other. On the left is the political left. The other on the right is the political right. Now watch as these two circles move into each other and overlap perfectly halfway. The area of the circles that aren't overlapping on the left, that's the extreme left, the extreme woke. The area of the circles that aren't overlapping on the right, that's the extreme right, that's the extreme conspiracy theorist, the extreme awake. But the overlap in the middle, that's what we need to focus on. These are the ones who have grounded, wise, powerful ability to see common ground between the two groups of the two lots of people. This overlapping of the circles are the ones who will work together and change a nation. They both stand strong in their beliefs, but they are powerful people who hold the wisdom, the power, and the grace to hear those that are on the fabricated and apparent opposing side and see the common trends in the wants, desires, passion, and vision we all have, and to see that each other are going to exist no matter what. So therefore it is common ground that makes us whole, and the differences in opinion, they strengthen one another's and each other's version of opinion. It is these people in the overlapping parts of the circle that will change the world and find a way for everyone's ideals to exist, to be, to be heard, to be respected, and to be a valuable contributor to shaping a nation for our children. The constant bickering between a parent left and a parent right, that is the divide and conquer tool that the establishment wants. The common ground is what they fear. Humanity has become so trapped in fear. Whether that's fear of COVID, fear of sickness, fear of the left, fear of the right, fear of government, UN, WEF, rainbow community, white men, Māoridom, or fear of fear itself. It just seems to me we are constantly dangling a carrot of fear in front of us. A fear that these things are a threat to our existence. But for something to be a threat, doesn't that mean it's more powerful than you, or has the ability to be more powerful? If it didn't have the ability to be more powerful, then you wouldn't be using energy on it and trying to stop it. My observation is, I am untouchable when it comes to my power, my truths, my strengths, my wisdoms, my moral beliefs and what I stand for. But I don't expect everyone to live and think how I do. And for those who choose to live another way, I don't see them as a threat. I don't see their way as a threat, or what they believe in as a threat to my way, because I know my power, I know my truth, and instead of spending energy and time on fear and worry-based fights against different ideological values, I can easily live how I want, standing for what I want, in the same spaces as someone who stands for the opposite, side by side. This is how we must move forward from here on in. As I grow in my wisdom through all this, I'm starting to believe that the COVID scam was all a divide and conquer tactic. Because politically, the world has become supercharged. Never in history have people been so politically involved, of all ages. But it's that same fear-based division across all people that leaves the powers that be in control. Fear of each other and another's ideals is a psychological trap that will forever keep humanity enslaved to the same thing they are claiming they are fighting against. If you have just tuned in, this is the Truth Speaker Show with your host Tobias Tahi for RCR, Reality Check Radio. Remember, you can hit me with your thoughts, perspective, wisdom on anything I've spoken about today. 2057 is the text. Email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Today, I briefly spoke about finding common ground, which is probably something I'm going to speak about often because it is very valuable in my opinion. And I know some people out there enjoy the left and right division, the debate, the fighting, but I, for one, don't see that as a productive way forward in creating a future for our tamariki. You can argue until the cows come home, but people right now are so strong in their beliefs, so finding that common ground, that common overlap of left, right, woke, awake, is vital to any melting pot of a nation. This has been the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi for RCR Reality Check Radio.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
RCR is on a mission to revive honest media. It's a good mission, and now you can be an integral part of it by joining the RCR Foundation Members Club. Receive exclusive benefits only available to club members, including discounted merch, your backstage pass to join the host for interactive behind-the-scenes discussions, and the popular daily curated news summary, RCR Bites, delivered to your email inbox every weekday morning, keeping you on the pulse of the news that matters in just a few minutes per day. To find out more, check out www.realitycheck.radio/members or click the FMC button on the bottom right of your RCR app.